Now it's time to go on to our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as they can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Peter has 3, Nagin and Adam Burke each have 2.
All right, well that means that Nagin and Adam are in second place. I'm going to arbitrarily pick Nagin, because why not? Nagin, you're going to go first. The clock will start when I begin your first question, fill in the blank. On Thursday, the chairman of the Fed said the U.S. may well be in a blank.
Recession.
Right. This week, President Trump tweeted that automakers have been given approval to make much-needed blanks.
Ventilators?
Yes. This week, blank confirmed that he was the first member of the Senate to contract coronavirus.
Rand Paul.
Right. On Thursday, a communication satellite marked the first flight for blank, the U.S.'s newest military branch.
Space.
Space what?
A flight. Travel.
No. Space Force. On Tuesday, online giant blank announced they were delaying shipping of non-essential items by up to a month.
Amazon.
Right. This week, a nursing home in England helped pass the time by creating a game of Hungry Hungry Hippos using blank.
Using cats.
No, using their residents. The nursing home staff used wheelchairs, broomsticks, and 4 excited seniors to create this life-size version of the classic kids game, and the residents loved it. That said, the competition did get a little heated, and the nursing home had to follow Hungry Hungry Hippos up with a life-sized version of Operation.
That's a nice thing. That's the best nursing home story I've heard in a long time.
It's a lovely video, if you can find it. Nursing Home Hungry Hungry Hippos. The people are having a lovely time. Bill, how did Nagin do in our quiz?
She got 4 right, 8 more points. That gives her a total of 10 and the lead.
Congratulations, Nagin. Well done. All right. Adam, you're up next. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, the Chinese government announced it would soon lift the mandatory lockdown of blank.
Wuhan.
Right. On Tuesday, the blank marked its biggest one-day gain since 1933.
The stock exchange.
Yes. This week, Joe Biden rejected the idea of holding another blank with Bernie Sanders.
Debate.
Right. On Thursday, newly released numbers showed U.S. blank claims at a 50-year high.
Unemployment.
Right. This week, a man quarantined in Mexico who wanted Cheetos blanked to satisfy his craving.
Ate a cheetah.
No, he sent his dog out with a shopping list and $20 attached to its collar, and it came back with Cheetos. After losing its original publishers, Blank's memoir was released on Monday.
Woody Allen.
Right. Despite very little contact between humans, the Blank car race announced it was postponing until August.
The Indy 500?
Right. Australia's Pro Rugby League was still playing games this week, though they removed the audience and added a designated blank.
Drinker.
No, a designated ball washer. The new ball washer is equipped with a cooler filled with soapy water, and after every play, he runs onto the field to give the ball a quick scrub. This is to help put players' minds at ease so they can focus on piling on top of each other, covered in sweat, without having to worry about catching coronavirus. Bill, how did Adam do in our quiz?
Adam got 6 right, 12 more points. He is in the lead with 14.
Congratulations. That was really well done. So how many, then, does Peter Gross need to win?
A cool 6.
All right, Peter, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Thursday, the White House accused Blank's president of narco-terrorism.
Venezuela.
Right. On Tuesday, the prime minister of Blank ordered a 21-day lockdown of his country for 1.3 billion people.
India.
Right. This week, Blank, the heir to the British throne, tested positive for COVID-19.
Prince Charles.
Right. A couple in Kentucky had to be escorted from a local grocery store after being told they couldn't buy Blank.
A gun.
552 cans of Mountain Dew. On Thursday, Full House actress Lori Loughlin petitioned a judge to toss out charges related to the Blank scandal.
Bribery, college,
right.
Cheating.
Varsity Blues. Best known for his hits The Gambler and Don't Take Your Love to Town, Blank passed away at the age of 81.
Kenny Rogers.
Right. This week we found out an unexpected side effect of coronavirus when a dog had to go to the vet because blank.
The dog had to go to the vet?
Yes, because...
Because his owner was got coronavirus and tied a Cheetos to his neck and said, go out and get me $20.
No, the dog had to go to the vet because he sprained his tail from wagging it too much because his owner was home. Rolo the wiener dog was so thrilled that his owner was working for home that he wagged his tail until he literally could not wag it anymore. Don't worry, the vet says Rolo will be completely healed in about a week, but he will be forever shamed as the only dog who has to wear one of those cones on his butt. Bill, did Peter Gross do well enough to win?
He came so close. Oh. 5 right, 10 more points. Total to 13, but that means Adam Burke is our winner this week.
Congratulations, Adam.
Oh, you know what, Adam? Yeah. This is the one week they said the winner of the show, there actually is a prize. You get shoved out into the middle of a busy street full of people. I'm so sorry. They should have told you that beforehand.
We're wearing a shirt that says free hugs.
Yeah. Kiss me, I'm Irish, right? Is yeah, that, exactly. Wouldn't that work for you?
Yeah.